Laudator Jesus Christus. Vatican and World News.
In the headlines this Monday, the 23rd of November, Pope Francis in a new book reflects on the experience of the COVID-19 pandemic and how the world can dream and build a better future. German Chancellor Angela Merkel asks for a fairer distribution of possible coronavirus vaccines among poorer nations. And the Archbishop of Dar es Salaam encourages delegates from Caritas Tanzania to be inspired by the Church's mission of love and service to the poor. In the Vatican, I'm Nydia O'Kane. Pope Francis is set to release a new book with British author and journalist Austin Ivory entitled Let Us Dream, The Path to a Better Future. In the volume that hits booksellers' shelves on December the 1st, the Pope reflects on the experience of the COVID-19 pandemic and how the world can dream and build a better future. The Italian newspaper La Repubblica released an excerpt on Monday in which Pope Francis describes three so-called COVID moments of solitude from his own life and what they taught him. Devon Watkins reports.
I've experienced three COVID situations in my own life, my illness, Germany, and Cordoba. Pope Francis explores his personal moments of solitude in an excerpt released on Monday from his new book with Austin Ivory entitled Let Us Dream, The Path to a Better Future. He says his first COVID-like moment came at the age of 21 when he fell deathly ill with a lung infection. He says the experience changed how he saw life and gave him a good idea of how people with COVID-19 feel as they struggle to breathe on ventilators. Pope Francis says two nurses helped him greatly during this stay in hospital. One saved his life because she upped his dosage of medication without the doctor's knowledge. Another performed a similar gesture of mercy with painkillers when he was in intense pain. From that near-death experience, says the Pope, he learned the importance of avoiding cheap consolations. Turning to his time in Germany in 1986, Pope Francis says he felt thrown off balance in a kind of solitude of non-belonging. He spent much time watching planes land from a vantage point at a cemetery in Frankfurt, pining for his homeland. Pope Francis goes on to describe his third COVID experience of solitude, which came between 1990 and 1992 during his time in Cordoba. He says this uprooting was a healing that came in the form of a radical makeover, especially focused on his way of exercising leadership. The Pope hardly left the house for nearly 2 years, calling it a sort of self-imposed lockdown which did him good. He wrote and prayed a lot and developed ideas. Cordoba, says the Pope, was truly a purification. It gave him greater tolerance, the ability to forgive, understanding, more empathy for the powerless, and especially patience. This final lesson, patience, taught him that change is organic and must take place within certain limits. The Pope adds that he learned the importance of seeing the big in little things and paying attention to the little in big things. Pope Francis says these three personal COVIDs taught him that greater suffering has the power to change you for the better if you allow it to. I'm Devon Watkins.
After Pope Francis urged solidarity, German Chancellor Angela Merkel has asked for a fairer distribution of possible coronavirus vaccines among poorer nations. As Stefan Moss reports, her appeal came while several countries in Europe and beyond hope to start with vaccinations ahead of Christmas.
German Chancellor Angela Merkel fears a global race between richer and poorer nations to exit COVID-19 vaccines. She urged government leaders at an online meeting of the world's 20 biggest economies, known as the G20, to ensure a fair distribution of coronavirus vaccines among impoverished countries. Chancellor Merkel says to halt the pandemic, every country needs to have access to and be able to afford the vaccine. The funds pledged so far are not yet enough to achieve this. I therefore appeal to you all to support this important initiative. This short-term assistance is in the interest of us all, and it is also in our interest to improve global pandemic preparedness in the long term. To this end, we need to sustainably strengthen the World Health Organization. And she warns, we need reliable funding, better cooperation and greater independence. And the G20 can provide important, indeed crucial support in this area. If we stand together across the globe, we can control and overcome the virus and its impact. Her comments came while pharmaceutical company AstraZeneca said Monday that late-stage trials showed its coronavirus vaccine was up to 90% effective. The results are based on an interim analysis of trials in Britain and Brazil of a vaccine developed by Oxford University and manufactured by AstraZeneca. It is the third major drug company to report late-stage results for a potential COVID-19 vaccine. Pfizer and Moderna last week reported preliminary results from late-stage trials showing their vaccines were almost 95% effective. But unlike its rivals, the AstraZeneca vaccine doesn't have to be stored at ultra-cold temperatures, making it easier to distribute, especially in developing nations. For Vatican Radio, Vatican News, I am Stefan Bus in Budapest.
Archbishop Jude Thaddeus Ruwa'ichi of Dar es Salaam is encouraging delegates from Caritas Tanzania to be inspired by the church's mission of love and service to the poor. Father Benedict Mayake reports.
During the recent general meeting of Caritas Tanzania, Archbishop Jude Thaddeus Ruwa'ichi of Dar es Salaam affirmed that Caritas is part of the church's mission of love and it is not right for it to be taken as a non-governmental organization. The Archbishop, who is also the chairman of Caritas Tanzania, stressed that Caritas, which means love, has its meaning in the main goal of the Church, which is to provide services to the needy and to provide answers to questions caused by various disasters. Explaining further, Archbishop Ruwa'ichi noted that transforming Caritas into a non-governmental organization is to enter into an unsatisfactory world which contradicts the vision and goals of the Church. He pointed out that some people look at Caritas as a disaster management tool for writing projects to raise donor money to help the poor. However, he stressed that as a church, it must recognize the existence of opportunities and responsibilities and build an understanding that every baptized person has a responsibility to help. The Archbishop urged Caritas to strategize on how to respond to the questions of disaster and poverty in the community, and he encouraged them to plan carefully with the scope that satisfies the presence of the church in the world. Speaking further on Caritas' responsibility to put in place sustainable strategies to help the poor, Deputy Secretary General of the Tanzanian Episcopal Conference, Father Daniel Dull, urged Caritas to not be a part of the NGO culture, which is to be happy about the poverty of other people. Rather, it should provide sustainable assistance that will free the poor from poverty. Father Dull further stressed that Caritas should not do its job as competitively as NGOs do. Instead, the implementation of Caritas' responsibilities must be in line with the Church's mission to serve the person physically and spiritually, especially through peace building and the provision of humanitarian assistance to victims of various disasters. I'm Father Benedict Mayaki.
The United Nations urged Ethiopia on Monday to ensure the protection of civilians. The call comes a day after Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed gave Tigrayan forces 72 hours to surrender before a military offensive on the regional capital of Mekele. Hundreds, possibly thousands, have been killed in fighting that erupted on November the 4th between Ethiopian federal forces and Tigray's regional army, sending more than 30,000 refugees into neighbouring Sudan. Former French President Nicolas Sarkozy goes on trial on Monday, accused of trying to bribe a judge and of influence peddling. Sarkozy, who led France from 2007 to 2012 and has remained influential among conservatives, has denied any wrongdoing in all the investigations against him and fought vigorously to have the cases dismissed. Archbishop Paul Richard Gallagher, the Vatican Secretary for Relations with States, spoke on Monday of the test that COVID-19 has been to the whole of humanity. The Archbishop made the comments at a colloquium on science diplomacy at the Lincean Academy in Rome on the theme Fraternity, Integral Ecology and COVID-19, the Contribution of Diplomacy and Science. As Francesca Marlow reports, he discussed the importance of not neglecting the poor and most vulnerable during the coronavirus crisis. He also urged everyone to follow in Pope Francis' footsteps and come out of this crisis stronger with the help of technology, which is so rapidly advancing.
Describing it as an epical crisis, Archbishop Paul Richard Gallagher said the coronavirus pandemic has exposed the radical vulnerability of everyone and everything, raising numerous doubts and concerns and causing our securities to collapse. Suddenly, he said, we find ourselves weak and full of fear. We live in an era full of contradictions, continued Archbishop Gallagher. If on the one hand we are witnessing unprecedented progress in various scientific fields, on the other hand the world is facing multiple humanitarian crises in different areas of the planet, each of which are strongly interrelated. He then went on to mention four crises that the coronavirus has brought to life. The first was a health crisis and the repercussions that it will have on all aspects of life. A food crisis, he continued, is already underway, and the pandemic will further exacerbate this crisis by compromising production, distribution and access to food, both in the long and short terms, especially for the most vulnerable. This last point, he continued, recalls us back to the environmental crisis. Climate change represents a multitude of threats with the potential to push apart the world's population into extreme poverty in the coming years, nullifying the significant progress made in terms of development. Archbishop Gallagher noted that the COVID-19 pandemic can in fact represent a real moment of conversion and give rise to the possibility of starting over, a second chance, he said. This requires a clear vision of what kind of society and economy we want to build, said Archbishop Gallagher. Education, he continued, is essential in order to adopt an integral point of view that favours an intimate knowledge of nature and its processes. Archbishop Gallagher concluded by quoting Pope Francis, "We never emerge from a crisis just as we were. We come out either better or worse. A complex task lies before us, one that requires a frank and coherent dialogue aimed at strengthening multilateralism and cooperation between states. Let us make good use of this institution in order to transform the challenge that lies before us into an opportunity to build together once more the future we all desire." I'm Francesca Merlo.
And finally, Pope Francis has sent a video message to nurses and doctors in Argentina. In it, he expresses his gratitude to them for their selfless service to the sick during the COVID-19 pandemic. Robin Gomes has more.
In the video message, Pope Francis expressed his gratitude to the healthcare workers of his native Argentina for their selfless service during the COVID-19 pandemic. "You are the unsung heroes of this pandemic. How many of you have given your lives to be close to the sick? Thanks for the closeness. Thanks for the tenderness. Thanks for the professionalism with which you take care of the sick," the Pope said in Spanish. He said he wanted to be close to them, especially at this time when the pandemic calls on us to be close to the men and women who suffer. "I pray for you. I ask the Lord to bless each one of you and your families with all my heart and to accompany you in your work and in the problems you may encounter," the Holy Father said. "May the Lord be close to you as you are close to the sick. And do not forget to pray for me," the Holy Father said, concluding his brief video message. Auxiliary Bishop Alberto Bochate of La Plata, the president of the Argentinian Bishops' Commission for the Pastoral Care of Health, introduced the Pope, saying there is a surprise message for the nurses and doctors by the Pope himself. The video begins with several images of healthcare workers engaged in the daily care of the sick in various situations, such as in the hospital, the clinic, and the ward. They go about visiting, comforting, and caring for the sick with gestures, words, and gaze. A voiceover expresses gratitude for their work with a warm and affectionate greeting to all those who give them a chance to serve every day. "We want to thank you for caring for us, for taking care of our family and friends, for taking care of our frailty, for taking care of every life," says the voice. The video concludes with images of smiles, joy, and relief lighting up the faces of the sick, and a prayer saying, "May God bless and take care of all our doctors and nurses today and always." I am Robin Gomes.
That brings us to the end of this edition of Vatican and World News. For more on these and other stories, be sure to check out our web portal at www.vaticannews.va. Many thanks goes to Vincenzo Proto in the studio in the Vatican. Thank you for joining us.